SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Tens of thousands of pro-life Americans rallied in Washington yesterday, the 51st annual March for Life.
They traveled to the nation's capital from around the country, braving snow and freezing temperatures to promote the sanctity of life. Jeannie Mancini is president of the March for Life.
We will march until abortion is unthinkable.
A noontime rally on the National Mall featured a lineup of pro-life religious and political leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Afterwards, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol Building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Wisconsin voters could soon weigh in on abortion. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
State Assembly Republicans introduced a bill that would set up a binding referendum whether the abortion procedure should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current state law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill, introduced Friday, would appear on the ballot in April's elections. But Democrat Governor Tony Evers almost certainly would veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Also to SRNNews.com, U.S. has carried out more military action against Houthi targets in Yemen, taking out three anti-ship missiles. BBC correspondent David Balfour.
A statement by the U.S. Central Command said the missiles presented an imminent threat to maritime traffic, including U.S. Navy ships, and destroyed them, as it put it, in self-defense. The Houthis began attacking ships after the conflict in the Gaza Strip began last October, saying they were acting in solidarity with the Palestinian people. On Wednesday, Washington announced it was putting the Houthis back onto a list of global terrorist organizations.
BBC's David Balfour reporting. This is SRN News. A little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court passing up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district. In the case of the court rejected without comment, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order that granted girls access to the boys' restroom. This is SRN News. Don't ask Stellantis what kind of engines it will be in the new generation of larger vehicles, at least not until after this year's election.
The company's new large vehicle underpinnings announced on Friday are key to the company's ability to adjust to European and U.S. government electric vehicle requirements that could change depending on this year's elections. CEO Carlos Tavares says the company's new large platform is flexible enough to handle batteries and electric motors, gas electric hybrids, and internal combustion engines. Flexibility, he says, is important because policies promoting EVs as a way to fight climate change could be rescinded depending on who's elected. Bob Agner reporting.
Apple has promised to open up its tap-and-go mobile payment system to rivals as a way to resolve the antitrust case and avoid potentially billions in fines. EU says Apple proposed letting rival mobile wallet and payment service providers access. More details at SRNNews.com.